the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatballs.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Coming normal.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody
hell.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to the best and worst of Across the Park for 2021. Joel Kasem is my name, and if you've never heard this show before, well, firstly, hello and welcome to you again. Can I get you anything? A drink, perhaps? You've actually come at a really good time because we are just about to play some of our favourite moments from the year. So please, sit back, chill, and enjoy.
We do get beautiful ones because of like the clouds, and you know how you get those, like, you know, the clouds are important.
Are you trying to say cloud?
Yep.
Oh, but I've been hitting the beach. So, you know, some years, like last year, I don't think it hit the beach once. Shut up, Gabby. I know you hit the beach all year, but for me, it's a friggin' novelty to actually
Sorry, but who says they hit the beach?
Oh,
I'm
wait.
I'm just going to hit the beach up.
Isn't that what
I'm
you say?
I'm going to hit it up. I'm going to back it up while I'm hitting it up at the beach.
I'm going to belt the beach.
What do I do? Do I caress the beach? Do I attend the beach? I've attended the beach.
That's what you say. That's the lingo.
Right.
I definitely wasn't going to get an infection because at one point I was going to go down a slide and the lady stopped me.
Oh.
Said, just wait a sec. She got a bucket of chlorine, poured it down and said, you're right to go.
No, you're just going to get... It's going to get some sort of chemical burn. Yeah.
Came out with blonde hair. I don't know why.
Just don't open your eyes for the love of God.
It was amazing. I had the best time.
Don't you hate those really...
Can you do tumble turns when you get to the other end, Joel?
Yeah.
Can you do them, Gab?
Yeah.
I can't
but I haven't
them.
Yet. I didn't want to be cocky. You
I represented New South Wales.
I was already
Wales.
Going too fast.
Oh, Joel represented New South
Did
Wales.
You?
I went to Nationals. I raced Ian Thorpe.
No, he didn't. Last night, speaking of, I also then looked.
He's actually being serious, Gab.
You raced Ian Thorpe?
Yes.
Don't lie to me.
He's told us this before, Gab.
I'm sure I've told
him. It's not a new thing.
I've never believed him. I was watching, I was like, got so into swimming, and last night I was watching Ian Thorpe at the 2000 Olympics on my
really?
Phone last night after I was doing that. And I'm like, what a bloody beast of a being.
He just made it look like he wasn't doing anything. There was no
yes,
no effort with the top half of his body, yet his feet, which were 40 feet long, were just like going at a million miles an hour. That's why he was so fast.
Once Ian Thorpe came into my office and I thought he was my old high school friend, and I just went up to him and was like, you know when you look at a celebrity and you're like, oh, I know you, we're friends. Your face is everywhere. And I was like, hey, man, oh, my God, how have you been? Da, 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 da. And then I saw an email being like, Ian Thorpe will be at reception. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Ian Thorpe.
How funny. Did
Not
he, did
my
he
high
react
friend.
All right? Like, was he like buddy-buddy?
Yeah,
buddy
he was lovely.
Like,
he was lovely. Yeah, yeah, he was great. But, like, it confused me even more because he was so nice. And I was like, oh, which year were you in? Like, were we close?
I did that with Jimmy Barnes. When I saw Jimmy Barnes in the flesh, like obviously I know it's Jimmy
Uncle.
Barnes, but I was just like, mate, I've known you all my life, you know, just give me a hug, you know, he's the nicest bloody bloke in the world.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy sounds like a nice guy, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
His brother was my singing teacher.
What?
Swanee.
What? No.
This is all connected.
We didn't even plan this. That's
tying
so
it all together. Sports and how do you say that word?
Analyst.
Thank you. Analyst. Bloody tongue twister, I tell you. That worked well. big thank you to Gemma Bastiani for joining us. And next week, don't forget to check out us again. We'll be talking to
check us out. Just check
Aussie
us out.
Tennis
just check us out. Just dive in.
Ellen Perez ahead of the Australian Open. Look at us go.
I did not ask. Yeah, we didn't ask about your health this week, and that's purposeful.
Bye.
I like my strategy is just like dirty talk. I just like yell shit at the other team.
Is that trash talk or dirty talk?
It really confuses them.
When I heard dirty talk, I was like, oh, where are we going?
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever works for you.
It's confusing because it starts off like they're like, "What did she say? Nice butt, sexy shorts," and then you're like, "You suck, you're a fucking idiot." It really like they're like, "Wait, what? I thought she was flirting." It was Venus Williams at 205 kilometers per hour.
Oh.
Is that just from like?
I don't know about that. I want a fact check.
Yeah, fact check.
You're not going to get it on this show, Ellen.
I'll look at the calendar and go, okay, oh, 2 weeks, Mick's not on air. I know I don't have to listen.
Not listening.
So you wouldn't be you know, Novak hit the ball into a girl's throat mad, but it's supposed to tee off. Oh, well. Tee off? Hit off.
Tee off.
Smash off?
Tee off.
Serve
bounce.
Off.
The bounce.
Whack bounce. Off. I think it's whack off.
Whack off.
They're whacking off right now. It's at 25. Yeah, no,
whacking off now at the Australian Open, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not what that is either.
Oh, did you just hit your head on?
I did, yeah.
We're okay. So excited. We're like buzzing.
Get the whoopsie daisy button, really. Yes. Okay, just in case, all right?
So if I say, no, I can't find it.
Can't find it. Oh,
okay. Didn't say it, though. Didn't say it. So I'm safe.
That's just how, like, a seeding. Like, you know, and I don't know why.
Well, when anyone says seeding, I think of coronavirus.
I think of plants.
Yeah.
No, but, well.
When you went and had a surf, did you seed? You were seeing.
What?
On the sea. No, don't worry.
Oh, no. Dad. Dad.
Can we talk about the exciting news, though?
Yeah.
Go on.
On Instagram.
Well, what happened? Let's break it down.
Because we're going to get him. He's our best bud right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of idols.
Dylan Alcott.
He loves us because I made a funny.
I was waiting for something better than that.
Me too.
Mind the game!
You, everyone's waiting for something better. They've been waiting, half an hour for something better. I was going to say I was going to do the game, but I'm not here next week.
I always do the best game.
Yeah.
You never do a game.
I do.
And then you expect him to do a good game when he's doing everything else.
Okay, well, God, sorry, Mum.
We're still going to air. We'll fight in a minute.
Is it a swear word?
Yes.
It's just poo.
Yeah, but it's the swear version.
Okay, fine. It's Friday, though. the union team and staff have tested negative. Oh, I thought they tested positive.
I'm the best generation, Generation X.
I don't know.
I reckon Mick does that to himself every morning in the mirror.
Generation to the extreme.
Good morning, Mick. Generation X. And in the audience is first responders or like, what is it? First responders. Yeah. Not really.
Doctors and nurses?
Yes.
Frontline workers?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. First responders, not that. That's like when someone
first person
responds
answer a phone.
To an emergency.
When like... 2SER does a giveaway and the first person to call through gets a prize. That's a first responder.
Yes, exactly.
I do know that Marvel are moving the production of their movies to Australia, to Sydney,
yes.
In 5 years.
In 5 years or 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
like
right.
4 or 5 years? As in like 4 or 5 years, not 4 or 5? Four, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but 4 or 5 years.
So F-O-R, 5 years? Is it 4 or 5 years? Or 4 to 5 years?
Anyway,
or
shut
45
up.
If you
want years? To be... Okay, while we're on cricket, can I bring up my story?
Absolutely.
If it's...
Gab, I've got a question for you. If you're a bowler in cricket, what is the best thing you can do?
Rub it on your pants. 3 wickets and 3 balls. So a wicket's when you hit the ball against the wickets.
Or get caught or run out.
Like, and what's a ball? I want to understand how rare is it? Is it as rare as a plane going down or is it as rare as Joel getting a girlfriend?
Okay.
How come it's just like not all over the news if it's so special?
Well, it was.
Well, it is, Gabby. You're just not looking at the news. Did you research the show at all?
That is a stupid frustration. Question. Anyway, again, thought that was interesting. Here we go. All right, so like I said before, what did I say before?
82.
Wrong. 23. John Milman.
And these you are can't going, get annoyed at us for this.
These are going up.
This
I'm annoyed
game
about
is
everything.
Literally ridiculous.
I'm annoyed about this show. I want to start again.
Oh. Happy Mardi Gras, everyone.
Happy Mardi Gras.
I'm about to go get my gay on.
Yeah.
Cocktails without the cock. Well, you'd think we're professionals, but
no. No.
No, not at all.
Not even close.
Sport.
And if you have found yourself listening to us, thank you, hello, welcome, and but sorry.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I hope for your sake that Tigers make the finals this year, and I'll be rooting for you.
God bless you, my son. Thank
God
you.
God bless you, my son. Did you hear about Australian skier?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Laura Peel.
Okay.
World champions.
Best jump.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I missed
sorry.
That.
I accidentally turned her down.
This is what I mean.
I wanted to move my microphone, so I wanted to turn myself down. Sorry, Gabby.
You got to have that button quick on Gab, you know, just in case.
That hurt my slide from laughing.
Well, shit day, shit show.
Yep, that's what they say. That's our tagline. All right.
Had a semi-final and it got rained out. So what does that mean? What happens now?
I don't know.
Well,
is it rhetorical?
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked.
You know when you're sitting at your desk or you're walking around, you're like, is that my feet?
Yeah.
Are those my shoes? And then you go, that's bad, because if I can get that slight whiff, people can smell it 10 times worse.
Now I'm noticing in this studio that there's a bit of a whiff.
There's like, do you kind of like it though? He's running on the aircon the same.
Put the aircon on. It's going to give you stuffy.
Suck it up.
Talking about, and it's just so poignant. Poignant.
Poignant.
Pertinent.
Pungent.
Pungent. Poignant is definitely not the right word. Like, I'm kind of excited about going to jail. Like, the thought of, like, Martin putting me in jail and maybe in handcuffs is, like, thrilling.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'll be cutting that up. Yeah. Gabby, you weren't here last week, and it was so frustrating for me because it was the Grammys. That was the event, right?
Yes. Yep.
Grammys, good. That's the music one.
Yep.
And so, as I like to do for you, I made a song for you, but you weren't here for me to play. Shall I play it now
Please.
So we can hear it?
I would love that.
Okay, so the joke was something along the lines of you winning a Grammy for this song.
What am I saying?
What the hell is that?
That was...
Is that in German?
Yeah.
No, you were saying, I did the homework, miss, look at me.
I did the homework, miss, look at me. Is that it?
Not even close. I'm like the witch in... Wizard of Oz.
What?
Is it a witch? No, not the witch. It's the one behind the big screen.
Oh, the wizard?
Of the Wizard of Oz. It's called the Oz or something.
Can I tell you about my sporting soccer final?
Please.
Nah. Did you not get trophies when you were young? Probably not, hey?
They didn't have them then.
Sometimes when...
We've got an intern.
Oh, do we? Oh, we haven't even introduced our intern.
Let's do it.
We should. Hi, Rowan.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What?
Where's this guy come from?
Wow.
I was busy getting water for everyone.
Yeah,
that is true. Really. Actually, let's go through his CV. I've got it here.
Okay, go.
Yep.
Interesting. Hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Tell us more.
Which Australian player scored a successive 64... can I start again?
Go.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park. Which Australian player scored...
Yeah, so it's really cool.
That
it's
is
an
cool.
Australian new thing.
Excellent. Well, I hate to end the show on a positive note, but I think we have to.
But sometimes, don't you reckon, like, I have been doing really awkward things saying hello and goodbye to people? Like,
what?
Going for the kiss, and then it not, no one, like, it's not a kiss, it's, then I end up nuzzling their chest, and it's just, like, really awkward.
Okay. They can't care about the East.
They're a bit like California.
Yeah.
You know, how they just want to, like, separate and be their own. Who?
California.
Yeah.
Oh.
You started telling the story and then you went, who? It was your story. Okay.
Yeah, and I saw Bob Carr on the way here.
Who you thought was...
Bob Hawke.
Who's dead.
Nothing says berries like Kerry and Terry's Berries and Cherries from Berry. Delivered by daughter Mary and son Jerry by ferry to your very door. Terry and Kerry's Berries and Cherries are certified organic with nothing scary. Their berries won gold at the Golden Cherry Awards 2016. Come and visit the Berries Area Prairie and taste the best cherries and berries you've ever had. Kerry and Terry have just opened a coffee and toffee shop on site, just down Derry Street, Berry. Look out for the gate with the big cherry on top.
Okay, thank you to the Berry family.
Thank you, Berry Cherry family.
Oh. Looking after Across the Park.
Oh, I'm looking forward because that we also, they delivered us some cherries and berries.
Yes, they did, yeah. Can't wait to get stuck into them.
So, looking forward to that.
Delivered by ferry from the Airy Prairie. So, very nice of them.
Wow, that's more production value in that, eh, than this whole show combined.
Than the whole of 2SCR, I reckon.
Oh. And they don't even have, like, what are they called? The little pins.
Stylus.
What are they called?
The needles?
Stylus.
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 That's stylus.
Yes.
Stylus?
Yes, that's what it's called.
Okay, needles. Little needles, I don't have them.
Technical term.
I told you about, there's a girl at my work called
Name
Joel.
Josh.
Joel.
Does it, really?
Yeah. It's a feminine name as well as a masculine name.
Ooh.
Did you know?
How does she spell it?
Same. So spelt the same, pronounced the same.
S-A-M-E.
No. Why did we laugh at that?
There we go.
That's so bad.
Yeah. It's like some people get called, like girls get called Cameron.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you have a poster of her in your room. I swear to God. The way that you were like, yeah, Cameron Diaz. Well, there you go.
What a show!
I'm back, baby. I'll do anything but not talk about SWAT. And the funny thing is you both will always come on the journey with me.
And we're halfway through the show.
Normally someone speaks over that bit.
Gabby, well, this game has obviously been described already, so...
Gabby does her own critic. She's her own critic.
It's Joel Kasem.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park. I have to do one every episode.
You should have stayed on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
They lost 9-1 as well.
Oh, without you.
Oh, yeah.
What a difference you made.
That's right. We don't pay them, but they pay for our travel expenses.
Rowan, get me a coffee and 3 tickets to Brisbane and maybe a bicky.
Only 3, he's not going. I'm liking it. I like the colours. I like the old school style of uniforms that they're going with. I'm pretty happy. As a tailor myself, you know, and they consulted with me. I said, yes, let's go for that.
Hello.
Oh, damn. Sorry. I thought it was me.
Oh, wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park.
Oh, see, I got so used to being in the chair last week, I thought I was doing it every week.
I gave you one turn. One turn.
I just snuck in mine. While you guys fight. I was not even paying attention.
Let's start again. It's all good. All right. Pretend nothing happened.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
Hello!
Welcome to Across the Park. Oh, he's getting red now. He's fuming.
Wow. We could do harmonies and stuff.
All right. Let's try a harmony. I'll go. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Have you guys not heard of harmonies?
The worst idea to me.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it's as bad as Mick's barbership idea. It's just a ship of barbers.
Yeah, yeah. Once you cut everyone's hair, you're like, what do I do now?
You go for 2 weeks, you get a haircut at the start. Now what do I do?
Barbership. I've not heard of this.
Oh, boy.
All right. This is the thing. People go around looking for stuff to pick up. And when years and years ago when I was living at my parents' place, I wanted to vacuum my car out the front of the house. So I took the vacuum out, took the plug inside, and I could feel someone tugging.
I caught like a big one.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I thought you were throwing it out. No, I'm going to vacuum my car. My car door's open. I'm right here.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That's classic. And I hope that that didn't happen when I walked past a little guitar amplifier
that was attached
sitting,
to a young, you know, boy.
It had a lead in it.
I mean, yes, but he was just busking really bad. And I was just sitting there in a pile of other stuff, household goods, and I went, that's a little Vox like guitar amp. Like, it looks pretty good, Nick. It's not like broken. I had a little look, turned the knobs, and it's like, I looked around and I went, yoink. And I just picked it up and walked away. And I felt like naughty because I felt like it was somebody's that I was stealing, but it was just there in a pile of goods. So I'm guessing I was just the first one to see it and get it.
Yeah. Guessing. Well, I think you've guessed correctly. Well done. Congratulations, Nick.
But I don't know if it works.
I'm guessing.
So I'm going to plug it in right now, guys.
Let's make a bet.
And, and see what happens.
I want it to work, Mick. I want it for you. I want it to work. He's plugging.
The plug's a bit bent. I'll straighten it up.
All right. Sorry, 2SER, if we break
this
you.
This is interesting.
Okay. He's turning it on now.
Make sure it's off there.
Oh.
Turn it on.
Nah. We're ready?
It's not working. Oh, it's working! It's working!
Oh!
2SER is going to go off air in a second.
Far out. Maybe I shouldn't have picked that up.
I'm guessing it's working.
Why are the lights going off?
Are we still on air?
I feel like this is like this a Year 12 skit, you know, when you, like, you've got
it
a...
really is.
No. I don't know what I'd plug into it. Me and a microphone just at home. Hello, Rosie Anne, welcome home.
The best.
That's a dream, actually.
You've got to do that.
To be fair, that is a dream.
Yeah.
Just commentate the whole evening. Oh, sports. No more otters? Damn.
We can do more otter talk. I feel like it's going to come up a bit later.
That sounds a bit sexual. Otter talk. Otter talk. Huh?
No.
Anyone?
No, otter attack.
Working for anyone?
Yeah.
Otter attack.
The show.
I said otter talk.
Oh, I thought you said otter attack.
Nah, great show.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, we get around on this show.
Oh, you'll glove it. It's amazing.
Oh, we'll glove it.
You'll glove it.
We'll glove it.
I'm going to take my gloves
it.
If it's, it's probably going
to
be cold.
That's about it, really. That was a low light of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even think of a good anecdote to talk about today. No? That's a bit sad, isn't it?
Thanks for giving us the crap one.
Everyone's booing, and I think that sums up our show. Boo! Across the park.
All right, I'll give you the answer.
Thank you.
The wife of Richmond captain Trent Cotchin says she does not want her husband to return to Melbourne from interstate to help. This is not the.
Oh, sometimes I wonder if our games can get any worse. And I think we've just found our answer.
Adam, do you have a favourite commentator in rugby league? Please don't tell us who it is, but do you have one?
I do.
Okay, excellent. You guys guess. The Prime Minister met with Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, good morning.
The Prime Minister of Australia, Your Majesty.
wonderful to see you.
How was surfing?
It was freezing.
Yeah.
I nearly lost a nipple.
Just
gone.
Snapped right off.
What to do when you lose a nipple?
Yeah, what would you do? Bleed. I got three, so it doesn't matter.
Imagine. I wish someone I knew had a superfluous nipple.
I do. I'm telling you a fact.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, not even playing around. But I didn't lose any. They're all there.
Okay.
But it was freezing.
I know someone with three nipples. I mean, I know you could be lying.
You need to add that on your LinkedIn bio.
No, but I know you could be lying because you always pull the piss.
No, not a lie.
Pull the piss.
If you would like, I can get my mum to call into the show and confirm.
Okay.
I was born that way.
Great.
No shame.
Awesome. I know someone with three nipples. This is awesome. this is the best day of my life.
Anyone got four? Anyone? Rowan? Four nipples?
Unfortunately, no. Just the two.
Just the one for me. And I was there for the snow, I was part of the snow that happened. I was part of it.
You were part of the snow.
I helped it happen.
That's part
of the
production.
We're going to call you Frosty.
And bring it down to -2 and go. Well, I did start talking about sport, and then Mick started talking about how much he only has 2 hours sleep.
Shut up, Gabby. I'm tired.
Yeah, you didn't finish what you were...
No, she didn't let me in, but no, it's done now. No, move on.
Okay. I really like watching the swimming. I don't know what it is. I think because growing up, my mum used to watch it all the time, so I think...
Oh, and you were like a burgeoning... Somewhere.
And yes, I raced Ian thought, we don't have to talk about that. And I'm sick of talking about how good I was.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, Rowan, Gabby, stop talking about it, please.
Yeah.
So you've all seen people start backstroke. They hold on to the...
Yeah, I used to be good at backstroke. That was my stroke.
Okay.
I got to the regionals.
Regionals, that's good, mate. That's good for you. No, I'm joking. That's really good. All right. Anything else?
No, let's go back and forth. Ready? Mick.
Joel.
Gabby.
Testicles.
All right. Bye.
Why are you saying bye?
We're still going.
What? You said it was over. You said we've gone over.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep all this.
You haven't even said
it's like an hour show now.
I know. Stay sporty.
Stay sporty, you know.
What are you not staying sporty for?
I also think it's so dangerous when you order nachos and they come to the table and you're out with a group of friends. Like, to me, that's free for all. Like, if you've ordered nachos and you think that's your dinner, it's also my dinner too. Like, you can't. When I think of the Olympics, I literally think of like swimming, running, and jumping over the high stick. What's that one?
Bloody
oh my God,
day.
What is that bird? We'll need to find out what that bird is.
It's a common coal. Not cold. Coal. Coal. K-O-E-L.
The common coal.
K-O-E-L.
Yeah. The coal. That's like the name of the bird.
Like my name.
Coal.
A common Joel.
Like Joel, but with a K.
What a shit name for a name.
Thank you.
The shit name for a name.
You know, I support them. Safe sex. Outdoors. Go for it.
And you can't get pregnant when you have sex outside. Isn't that right?
Did you hear about this Polish javelin thrower? Javelinist?
Javelinist.
You have lots of ketamine?
There you go.
Well, no problem. No problem at all for
football players.
It is. Yeah, sorry.
And I might leave it there. I've got a few people to thank before I go. Our guests, Gemma Bastiani, Ellen Perez, Adam Santarossa, Peter Dovgan, Simon Hill, and Ruby Ennis. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Thanks to Rowan Fitzpatrick, who joined as a producer this year. A huge, huge thanks to Gabby Morris and Mick Rad for making me laugh. And thanks for winning more awards with me. And finally, the biggest thank you is for you. Thank you for listening. It's been a really tough year, and I honestly hope we made it slightly brighter for you. See you in 2022.
Give me that new thing.